I'm Justin.
And I'm Jay.
And together, we're Cryptids of the Corn Podcast.
We are where scientific and magical thinking combine.
We take my background in biology.
And my background in exploring the unknown.
We cover everything from sea serpents, UFOs, Bigfoots, the paranormal.
Sky creatures, land creatures, cavern creatures.
So please join us at Cryptids of the Corn Podcast.
Is there always a rational explanation for the paranormal? Should one believe reports of unexplained phenomena? Unknown 9 Awakening is the action-adventure video game at the heart of the Unknown 9 narrative universe. You play as Haruna, an audacious heroine with the ability to venture into the fold, a mysterious dimension that overlaps our own. On her quest for powerful hidden knowledge, Haruna, who is portrayed by Anya Chalotra, will learn to master her unique connection to the Fold, which allows her to channel its powers into our world. But such power does not go unnoticed. She quickly becomes the target of the Ascendants, a splinter faction of a secret society known as the Leap Year Society, who want to use the Fold to alter the course of human history. Their confrontation will take them across the world, from the sands of Mauritania and perilous Indian jungles to the gothic landscapes of Portugal.
Get ready to dive into a mysterious parallel dimension. Unknown 9 Awakening releases on October 18th, 2024 for PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X, and S, and PC. Pre-order your copy today. And learn more about the Unknown 9 universe at unknown9.com/alien.
In the dense jungles and vast deserts of the New World, legends of cities paved with gold not only spurred countless expeditions during the Age of Discovery, but also hinted at mysteries of possibly otherworldly origins. These mythical cities captivated the imaginations of explorers and conquistadors with tales of unimaginable wealth and splendor that seemed too grand to be of this earth. Stories told of kings adorned in gold dust from head to toe, and magnificent cities that gleamed like stars under the sun, potentially pointing to an influence beyond human craftsmanship. Perhaps evidence of ancient alien visitations. These narratives were intertwined with local legends and the folklore of indigenous peoples, who spoke of gods descending from the skies, their celestial chariots shining with golden light. This case file, join the theorists as we traverse the thin line between myth and mystery, musing over the marvelous possibilities in the Lost Cities of Gold.
Okay, let's go for it. Cities of Gold, baby.
Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing Case File 332, Cities of Gold. I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
Zell pulling the Andrew card tonight.
Everything's fucked up, man. Everything. Half the problem for the first part of this was... The cord to all my audio stuff was just unplugged.
Nice.
Couldn't figure out what was going on. Just unplugged. Perfect.
Yeah, that'll do it.
It's been a while. You know, brand new computer. It's all fucked
been
up.
Been a while since we've had these kind of issues, for sure. Well, listen, they creep up. Anytime anyone does any kind of hardware upgrade or or anything, you're like, you know what? I would like to make a small improvement.
A little bit.
Absolute knocks you back three steps.
Yeah, well, that's why you only turn on your computer to record podcasts and you shut it off after.
Yeah,
that's it.
Well, that's basically where I'm at with my computer now. I can't do anything with it right now. It's just not working. So we'll see how it goes.
All right, we got to find one of these cities of gold so we can all buy new gear. That's what we got to do.
The
The thing with the Cities of Gold, when I was thinking about it, I was like, man, like why gold? And like, why ancient civilizations so interesting in gold? Just because it's shiny?
Aliens. Right?
Like, is that what we're... Shiny, 100%, because malleable. why not fool's gold? Like, fool's gold, like, what's the only difference is it's not a conductor, right?
Well, one's for fools and one's not.
Yeah. And I think real gold's a little more malleable, but it's like, what use are they using it for?
Well, gold is a crazy substance because, like, a tiny piece of gold can coat, like, an entire statue. Like, you can fucking plate everything with it.
Oh, you can really fucking thin that shit out, eh? Oh, yeah.
Massive, and it, like, stretches over a huge area. Way.
It's easy to work with when you're
but, I mean, that's...
into things.
That's, like, that might... You could say that might be, like, an ancient reason they liked it. But in modern technology, it's, like, it's just, like, a kind of, like, a superconductor.
Yeah.
As close as you can get to it.
Also blocks a lot of radiation. So, like, you know, use it for coding a lot of satellites and circuitry and stuff like that.
The Anunnaki, whose atmosphere was dying, decided that Earth was the planet they were going to come to. They were going to grab an ancient hominid or ape, convert them through their DNA manipulation.
By fucking them.
By fucking them.
Yep.
That's where the butt stuff comes from.
Yep.
And then they're going to take that species that they've made just to mine this shit so they can throw it in their atmosphere to block the radiation of their dying planet. It's an obvious hint. It's obvious.
I mean, that's pretty much what we used to do back in the day too, right? We just made kids to make them our farm slaves.
Yeah, hey, you have 10, hopefully 6 or 7 make it through.
Yeah.
But now, how does it work? We're their slaves now. Like, how the fuck does that happen?
It's really done a 180.
Right? Like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Kids got all the power.
That's why we gotta vote conservative.
bring back
kid slaves.
Child abuse.
Yeah, you used to have beasts of Gévaudan coming around eating your kids. So I mean, we got it. We don't have any more of those.
We don't have any. That's a good. Hey Dan, that's a good point. We used to have like fairy tales. Like we had the Belschnickel. We had Strudelpeter. We had all this.
Well,
type
you guys
of shit.
Got bears now. You guys have bears eating your kids in like no time.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We're gonna be overrun.
No, not if the fucking super pigs don't kill them.
All right. All right. Yeah.
Do you think with like on Zell's talking about the Anunnaki coming down, like if they were getting us to mine it or we were mining it for them, wouldn't it make sense that if like they left this planet and you know they're not going to come back for a while, it's like these people then, you know, would covet gold because they were like, well, these gods coveted it. So then they made these elaborate cities as almost like beacons to the gods, being like, come back, look at it, look at all the gold.
Like that, I get that. But at the same time, too, it's like it's ingrained in us to think this is valuable because we're, you know what I mean? Like it's our job. It's been, we were created to procure it, right? So it makes sense that it's in our DNA to like see it and want to, you know, procure more of it.
But why?
Because it's part of us. The same reason my dog's never fucking been on a farm in his entire life. You bring him by any type of fucking animals or even our cats, he wants to hurt them. Right? Like, what if we're genetically drawn to gold?
Because it's actually like what do they call it? Monochromatic gold or something, right?
Monoatomic. Yeah.
Monoatomic gold.
Pop up every now and then.
Monoatomic gold.
You can buy that shit on Amazon.
You can eat it. Yeah, you can get it as a supplement.
Yeah, that's the stuff that's in Goldschlagers, right?
yeah.
The gold flakes that slices your throat and your lips as you drink it.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it does?
That was the rumor.
I don't know. It is an interesting thing. Like, well, yeah, why gold? Of all the precious gems and... I mean, there's other... We valued other stuff over the ancient cultures of humanity, but gold's like the one through all civilizations was the one. Mm. Different places use rubies and jade and diamonds and topaz and like all the other specialty gems. But
topaz, you talking topaz around here? Topaz doesn't even hold a fucking candle to gold. Okay,
depends where you are. I love a good topaz.
Is that the blue? Is that the green one?
I think it's the yellow one.
It's the yellow one? Yeah.
Oh, topaz.
The emerald. I love a good emerald. You know, green.
Sapphire.
Nah, fuck sapphire.
I like a deep sapphire.
Sapphire is nice too.
Listen, see, you're gonna start talking shit about sapphire. You just hear pumping topaz.
Yeah, topaz is nice.
Team Topaz, take your votes.
Open up our topaz mine.
It's fun to say topaz.
Yeah.
They also each have their elemental resistances attached to them. So, there's that.
Yeah, everyone knows if you have a ring of sapphire, you're immune to cold.
Right. Yeah. Duh.
Easy.
Yeah. Like the boring physical reason for probably why people like gold so much is, like we said, it was like it's easy to work with. Like it's soft, relatively soft. So you can kind of like mold it into whatever you want it to look like. But it's also like it polishes up real nice. Like you don't really have to do all that much to kind of take care of it. You
just, it like, doesn't corrode. It and, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like you just like take a little polish to it and it shines. Like it has that very, you know, that rare quality of just like you can polish it up and it just seems to glow like that. So it's just, it looks nice.
So what you're saying, it's really good if you're lazy.
Purdy.
It's fucking purdy.
But it's like, yeah, if ancient races, you know, did encounter like extraterrestrials that came down and it's like, you know, they either mined that gold or they're using that gold to kind of mimic what they saw. Like just like something like, you know, if these, you know, some sort of I don't know, like it's like a lot of descriptions of like their deities and stuff, they have like this golden glow about them. And it's like, this is, you know, this, when they were creating these artifacts or, you know, some sculptures that were rumored to, like, especially with the Incas, they have like that giant golden disc, that was said to have been like possessed by one of the kings. And they were this is supposed to represent their deity coming down and giving them the knowledge of, you know, all of the advanced knowledge of like the ancient extraterrestrials.
Well, and it's also like every depiction of like the offerings to the god is like some sort of gold or like coating of gold, and everything's like
that they give life.
Like
a lot of sacrifices,
a little blood in there.
Life or gold, blood or gold.
Yeah. Ideally, blood from a gold plated knife, I think.
Yeah,
it's ultimate.
That makes sense.
Most of your cities of gold are, like, I mean, the most famous being like El Dorado.
Which is wild. I didn't even know that was a real, I thought it was an animated film.
No, it's like, it's ancient legend, which has been around for a long time. Like by 1835, like the myth had already been around like 300 years since like the Spanish started colonizing South America. You had this legend going around of this city that was either covered in gold or it was made of gold. But the thing about most of these legends of the cities of gold is they're also associated with like bodies of water. El Dorado, in some versions of the legend, you had, yes, it was a city. Some it was like an actual person,
like a person,
but then other times sometimes it was an actual lake. And we do have evidence from other South American lakes. Like we talked about the one when we talked about, what was it? The what was the one city that's got the little square little blocks? I can't remember the funny looking square box. We talked about the T blocks.
That's like walks into the lake. Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Your moment.
Pumapunku. Along with that one, like that lake and other lakes we found that, you know, archaeologists have found like caches of stuff where, you know, it seems that they had rituals where they would throw like offerings of gold and jewels and pottery and all kinds of other stuff. And they would throw them into the lake as offerings to their gods.
Fucking just anytime you're having a rage, you just fucking hurl. There's an offering.
I remember one of them associated with El Dorado, but not only El Dorado, but there's another one, which I had forgotten about, which is, there's another city called Manoa, which is kind of, the two of them are usually like conflated, usually like put together. But you have this, also this legend of, the, like one of the like the ancient kings would essentially coat themselves in gold. Like they would grind it up really fine or into like almost like sand, and then they would cover themselves in like a sticky substance, or mix it with like a sticky substance, and then just like paint their bodies with gold, and then they would jump into the lake and like swim,
and then everyone just
trying to kill
waste
and
all
everyone
the
just
gold.
Watches them. Everyone's like, yay.
Yeah, it was you know, some were said it was like associated with a festival or, you know, usually like a type of offering or something like that to the gods. Because
it's very Dennis Reynolds of them.
Yeah.
I'm a golden god.
I mean, it was nothing. There's nothing like it. Like I said, like it is interesting that it is associated with kind of divinity for them. In some cultures, like South American cultures, gold is considered like the sweat of the gods.
Well, I wonder if it has anything to do with like a lot of them worship the sun as well, right? And just the same, you know, the color of the sunshine, that type of stuff. It's somewhat similar.
Yeah, it's gold. Yeah. Golden.
Yeah, it's golden.
The
golden
representation of the sun. The sun.
And the sun is life. Makes things grow. I don't know.
I mean, that'd be the simple way. Simple way is always the right way. What's that called? Occam's razor?
Occam's razor.
Yeah.
Yep.
Look at this guy. Fucking spout knowledge.
Yeah, buddy. Dude, he went to school again. He guy's smart.
It's wicked smart.
I mean, like, why do you got to get naked, cover yourself in gold to, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm not saying it's right.
I know. I'm not saying it's right either. But like, to me, it's like when I hear that, it's like, I mean, there's only two reasons you're covering yourself, and it's either you've seen someone do it before, or you're like, this feels good.
Yeah.
Right.
When like you said, I like it.
The one of the ancient astronaut theories is that, you know, they're covering themselves in gold, or they're doing this because it mimics the, like, what they had seen, maybe like an alien's protective suit, or like an extraterrestrial came down and they were wearing some type of, you know, protective clothing that, you
it
know,
was we all gold.
I mean, we've talked about other sightings that they wear like silver suits or like some kind of like shiny material.
Yeah, but those are the broke ass aliens.
Gold aliens. Yeah, but what if, you know what, maybe it's white gold suits. We've been calling them silver suits for so long. It's actually white gold suits.
Straight golden suits.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Right? White gold.
That's right? A good question. What's like the silver? Difference between white gold and yellow gold?
White gold's more ballin'.
Yeah, depends. I'd say yellow gold's more classical.
I don't know. I remember that when I was ring shop and they're like, do white gold.
You would really, like, you just really have to go with white gold.
No, but I mean, like, the actual, like, the element itself, what makes it white, that's still gold. It's still, like, the same
compound. It's a fucking compound. Good way of them selling you silver and calling it gold. Worked on me.
Yeah.
I mean, white gold must be, like, oh, here it is. White gold is typically plated with rhodium, giving it a silvery white finish like platinum. So it's not even real gold. White gold's bullshit.
White gold's fucking fake.
But you say it's covered with rhodium, so it's like, it's still gold, but it's
plated with rhodium.
Do they work it? Like, they want gold that looks like platinum, so they can, but they can work it like gold, I guess? I don't
know. It's 75% gold and 25% alloy.
Oh, okay.
So sometimes less gold? Nickel, rhodium.
It's not pure gold.
It's not pure gold.
And you're paying more. You got hosed, Andrew.
Yeah.
But you know what? Now I'm reading more about this. This is from brilliantearth.com.
With a fucking cubic zirconium on it, too.
Oh, yeah. You can't tell the difference.
No.
Look, yellow gold is 25% copper and zinc. And 14 karat yellow gold is alloyed with about 42% other metals. So actually, in the end, white gold is better. There you go. We've discovered something.
I guess it makes sense that any of these golds has to be like mixed with some sort of alloy so it keeps its shape. Also, it would just, it'd be like silly putty around your finger.
Yeah, if it got too hot out, it would just warp.
You just bend it, it'd be malleable. Just cover your whole finger in it, just rubbing it around. So that probably makes sense why. But it's still like, it's still just a strange thing that these ancient, like, they cover themselves. It makes me think that they saw someone wearing it as a suit or something, right? Maybe they went into the water and that's how they got teleported or disappeared, right? They waited out in the water. But that's there's like something to do with UFOs and water, right?
The only reason humans have covered themselves is to like protect themselves from something, right? No, we wear things that are valuable. We always have things that we enjoy. They don't just wear gold. They wear fucking diamonds, rubies, all that type of shit.
Animal skins.
Yeah, like it's bones, we see it, it's precious to us, so we want to wear it. We want to cover ourselves in it.
Yeah.
It looks cool. Lots of different reasons. Or aliens taught us to love gold.
Or
I mean, that's the ancient astronaut hypothesis right there in a nutshell. Why gold? Because gold protects atmospheres if you can inject little particles up there. So maybe we're doing this climate change thing all wrong. You know, it's time to get those gold particles out and start injecting them all over
the earth. Maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe that's what they're doing in the chemtrails, figuring out how to disperse the gold.
Perhaps. They've tried a whole bunch of different chemicals. Have they tried gold yet? It's too expensive. You know, we're not quite there yet.
Well, that's why they're trying to buy all our fucking gold at 7-Eleven.
They do.
Get that guy with his fucking trunk open, right? You know what I'm saying?
We buy gold.
Yeah.
Like, what? What do you mean you buy? We buy gold.
Well, that's, I mean, I think that, I mean, we're going to quickly get into the unhoused discussion here, but I think there's a pretty good racket for people buying gold out of the backs of cars in this day and age in the West. I think it's a lucrative market. You're getting that gold for pennies on the dollar if you don't care about where it came from.
If it's gold at all.
Yeah.
Gold or white gold. Or do they just take regular gold? 24K. Do they take white gold?
Yeah, someone out there testing, like chipping off a little piece and examining.
Oh, for sure.
For I'm sure. sure there's some sort of
they're testing for
some
sure.
type of like yeah. it's probably like yeah, yeah. some electrical thing.
Yeah.
No, the guys they're just fucking alien. They're Anunnaki's wearing they fucking beta skin. They know
they got that little thing that they look through.
Oh, that the little monocle.
That's for diamonds.
I seen a guy
Let's
look
find
at
out if it's cubics or carbiums or not.
I've seen a guy look at
if it's gold, you got to bite it.
Yeah.
That's the only way to find out.
Yeah. What does that do? What's the biting?
Well, if it's soft, like if it's soft enough, like you can bite it. That's
it's
why
not
you always
gold.
See the
gold. It's not gold. You just break your teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like it doesn't, like the teeth would leave an impression. That's why you always see the gold medalists like biting on their gold medals when they get them. A little thing they do. Or at least look like it. I don't know.
Yeah, because fool's gold is hard and isn't malleable at all. So that would make sense that back in the day,
most
that's
metals
how they would
are hard.
You yeah, would think, yeah, most are. That's correct.
So it's like it chips easy, but it's non-conductive. So yeah, that's why
you got to taste test mercury.
That's
highly recommended.
I'm not going to say it.
Work for Nero.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some theories that were thrown out there was that the gold is like, it's not necessarily like a physical thing. Like it's like, oh, it's what they value so much. Because when the original Spanish colonists came over here, like the first thing they noticed was like, these motherfuckers have a shitload of gold and they don't really seem to care about it all that much because it's so... Like they had so much of it.
There's
and
copious it was just like, amounts of it. Like, wow,
yeah, they were just like wearing it around,
kicking their
but
teeth
they didn't
with gold. Fucking,
but they didn't like. Yeah. But they didn't like assign like value to it. It wasn't something that they traded with. It wasn't something like that. It was just like something that they had. So there's some idea kind of tossed around that it's like the gold more represents like it's more like a metaphor for perhaps something like knowledge that
wealth
these. Well, that like for like some of these golden cities that the natives would talk about, that would be more like those were alien cities. Like these were cities that were just like filled with alien technology.
I like that better.
Like that.
I like that better. If you're like the El Dorado, like the city of El Dorado to the Amazonian natives of the time, it's just like it was an advanced city of like extraterrestrials, and they just didn't know what else to call it. Like a city of gold, just super advanced, so much different than what they knew. But they had no idea what these beings were. And that city wasn't even a city. Maybe it was just like a fucking mothership, big ship that was just there for a while.
Just a Majin base.
And then it went and then it left. And that's why you can't find El Dorado. It's gone. It flew away.
Well, if you think about, let's look at the depictions of like, when you say like something that would look like a city, well, then my brain instantly goes to like Vimanas. Mm-hmm. Right, like Indian cultures where it's like these flying cities, like why couldn't it be something like that, right? And it's plated in gold because that's a superconductor of how electricity or however this thing operates and power gets transferred through it, right? And it's just like you said, sitting there, right? Sitting in the woods in the jungle.
I mean, if you link together some of the cultural myths of some of the like the people of the area, South America, Central America, it's like they always have their deities. They come down, they teach, teach humans knowledge, of whatever, like either it's astronomy or math or any kinds of those skills or anything. And then they would leave, and then come back. I know, especially like the Quetzalcoatl from Aztec mythology would like
feathered serpent.
Yeah, he left on a boat. Or a ship is what they described it as, and then you know, but always like promising to return at some point. That's why you got a lot of Native American groups like welcoming the Spanish colonists as being like, oh, it's the return of the, you know, their deities.
Are you bringing Quetzalcoatl with you?
Isn't that every religion always like people are still waiting for Jesus to come back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's the only way that's how you keep people in line. That's how you tell them, you know, that he's going to be back.
Yeah. Well, yeah, back. That story is like, Graham Hancock, our old friend, he actually got pretty much called racist for that story, but he was just reciting old like scriptures and like oral traditions of those people saying that, yeah, there was like some type of white skinned bearded entity that was going to come back. So when the Europeans came, they had like lighter skin. They just like assumed it was this God or whatever this was.
I mean, if anything, boy, it's just super strange. It's just like, yeah, you see these people come back. They've got like
of course
iron
you would be white with a beard. That's racist. Like, I'm just saying what I heard. That's all. You got fucking grilled for that though. So bad.
And it's funny too, because they're not even really that white.
No, they're just light, you know, lighter skin. Well, I mean, some Spaniards have got pretty light skin.
I mean, they are Europeans.
Now.
No, but even back then, I imagine the skin color like in northern Spain. If you're from northern Spain, your skin is not, you're not really.
Well, I mean, there's
nice,
like,
nice
you got
hue,
you got a
nice
hue, but you're not, you're not dark skinned.
Yeah.
You're definitely not from fucking Slovakia, okay? My people are from. Those people are white as fuck. All year round. Doesn't matter how much sun touches the skin. Never tan.
Translucent.
I'm thinking in my head as like, well, because like in different cultures, they like really, treat like in Thailand, for example, like if you the lighter your skin, it means you're higher status, right? Because more tan
taking
people
a turn.
Are,
where are we going?
I'm just saying. I wonder if it's something like that. So their status symbol was like in these ancient colors were like had something to do with lighter your skin. So when these people come over, they're like, holy, look at this. Must be Quetzalcoatl.
I thought it was because it
minions.
Shows like you're not like with Asian communities like that. I thought it's
not in the sun.
You're not in the sun.
You're not in the sun. Yeah, you're not in the field.
In Vietnam, because my cousin, he married a girl from Vietnam. And I went there, we met them there. Like I was traveling. So she's like speaks fluent Vietnamese, but she's Canadian, but we went there and then she told us all about it. Yeah. It's all about status, about if you're super tan, it means you're poor pretty much to them. So if you have light skin, people
speaking from my situation, you're absolutely right. I'm tan. I'm poor as fuck.
You got too much sun on your body.
Yeah. They nailed you.
Yeah.
But as far as that, like, so and people like if you're a gardener or a landscaper in Vietnam, she's pretty much telling me that like, yeah, you want to wear, you don't want to get tanned. So you wear like a big hat, full long sleeve, a collared shirt. It's nothing to do with
really
like
really low fucking counts of skin cancer. Then that's great.
Probably. Yeah. Or, you know, maybe that's the other reason. Like, but they just knew like if you just go in the sun too long, your skin just, you die. All right. Just stay out of the sun.
So different. You come here and people are coating themselves in oil.
And then people like people want to darken their skin so bad in North America and Europe that they end up looking just like fucking leather face.
Old, yeah, old
just wrinkly, disgusting fucking ball sacks. Super weird. So one thing to get like a little tan could be outside, a little tan. But the people,
but
are,
I mean, like
they fucking
maybe that could have been
it.
Maybe that could have been a thing like with when the Spaniards came, they're like, oh, these people are so light already. Like they must be with this other race that we saw. Oh, and listen here, if we want to get fucking crazy. Yeah, listen,
let's get
space
crazy.
Nazis, right? We know the Nazis love South America, right? We
wrong.
Know they love
they,
South
they
America.
They always bring it back to the Nazis. Always. Right?
Yep. And the people say the Nazis had help, right?
Aliens.
Extra help, right? So maybe these are just, they're like, hey, listen, there's no laws in South America. They as the Nazi party was fallen. And so they all went to Argentina, right? Set up shop, just like the space Nazis did in the 1500s or whatever. I'm just making connections, Dan. All right.
He's over there with his
the
fucking 1500s. Yarn.
I'm just connecting
yarn. Red yarn all over,
yeah. All over this fucking place.
Wait, so were the Spanish colonists space Nazis? Wait, what?
Yeah, let's get into this. Let's get into this real quick.
15th century space Nazis.
We got 15th century space Nazis. Yeah. Light skinned space Nazis.
Yes, what I'm saying is El Dorado was a ship piloted by space Nazis, right? And that's why they like they were looking like a lot of like Zell over here, right? A bunch of Aryans couldn't be out of the sun. That's why they had to wear all these hats.
And the there's no sunscreen. Yeah, there's no sunscreen. Suit on, if you have a gold suit on, it's reflective. No radiation is getting through.
100%.
No UV.
Right? So these guys
the
are coating themselves.
Of these gold suits is to keep away the sun so you don't get tanned.
Yeah.
It's strictly about staying white.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. We cracked it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, they're just dying out. They're getting sunburns.
There's 101 star reviews right there.
and then they take off because they're like, all right, ship's working. We're going to go back to future.
Well, they left because the Earth was already starting to warm post ice age here. We're getting a little too warm. Yeah. There was too much sun.
Okay.
It wasn't fit for them here anymore. They've just left.
Yeah. Where do the bull sharks come in?
The bull sharks. Later.
Listen, bull sharks always come back. We always come back to the bull sharks. Bull sharks swam up the Amazon River.
You guys are talking shit. Uh-huh. You guys are talking shit. But right after we recorded that case file, there was a port of like 90-foot fucking rogue wave on one of the Great Lakes, and it's like these happen once a decade. Yeah, 90 feet tall.
Did the report involve a shark?
No,
seemingly
but I'm saying,
be injected from the wave,
like into the air, a thousand feet into the air to bite off the wing of a jet.
Are these Nazi bull sharks?
Yeah, no,
and maybe.
They're probably white.
Light skinned bull sharks.
Yeah.
They did make a movie.
They're whitish gray.
There was a movie that it was.
Do bull sharks have blue
eyes? It was called
eyes.
Sky Sharks, and it was about Nazis that had sharks that flew, and they used them as some type of weapon.
It's all coming together.
Did see that?
I think sharks have black eyes, don't they?
Yeah, they think they.
Well, I just searched. Do bull sharks have blue eyes? It didn't tell me that, but it did tell me that great white sharks, in fact, do have a dark blue eye,
okay.
Not a black eye.
Right. And they're white.
And they're white on the bottom. not full white, just white on the bottom.
Where it counts.
Why does it only count on the bottom?
I don't know.
You want to explain yourself?
No.
Actually, if anything, you don't want to be white on the bottom. You'd rather be black on the bottom. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I don't
know.
All right.
Okay. 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 Well, there's more than just El Dorado. All right. There's more golden cities. Let's keep going.
Sure.
Let's fucking knock through them.
We mentioned Manoa, but. One of the other ones that was that's kind of out there is one called Paititi. And Paititi is a, like I said, like some of these are associated with more like just like knowledge. Like it's not about them. Paititi specifically is associated with the Inca culture. And it's when the Inca were kind of on their back foot after being invaded by the Spanish conquistadors. Like a lot of them started hearing this legend of like Inca, mostly, holy men, scholars and stuff, like were taking all of their knowledge and then hoarding it away in this city where like the Inca people were fleeing to. And so there was always this thing of, you know, a motivation for the conquistadors, like they had to find this city where all of their riches, not only the physical gold, but just like you had all of their knowledge and things like that. So some believe that there in Paititi was stored either, again, I mentioned like that ancient sun disk that was rumored to be possessed by like the ancient kings of the Inca and to represent Viracocha. And it's whether that's actual physical golden disk, or is it like a golden disc that is something that contained the knowledge that was given to the Inca people by extraterrestrials? And so, they're
you mean like it's like a CD-ROM?
Yeah, it's like it's like in Beast Wars, like the golden disc.
Beast Wars.
So that was one of the other ones. But speaking of Germans,
was it any gold disc ever? Like, did Pizarro ever come across a fucking gold disc?
Well, he was slaughtering his way across the Inca Empire. Yeah. I don't think so.
Massive just lots piece of shit.
Yeah,
he wasn't asking directions.
Can we talk about how horrible the conquistadors were?
Oh, they were bad.
They don't get enough shit. You know, they don't get enough shit.
God no.
Because
let's give them some. What were they doing?
Everything bad.
Like everything. Like war crimes on the Dale and on the daily.
I want to see those motherfuckers doing a few land acknowledgments.
Just right? Running with cavalry and just fucking hacking off heads. You know that kind of stuff.
I mean, it was like genocide was the order of the day. every day.
Awful.
Yeah, it's like wiping out entire, I mean, you had entire cultures just wiped out.
Well, in, I mean, in the end, yes, they obviously killed and pillaged and did terrible things. But in the end, it was always the disease that really took out the culture.
Yeah.
Because you can only kill, then, like, if there's millions of people, you can only really, like...
Yeah, but they brought that too.
So, I mean, they brought it. Yeah. Unknowingly or knowingly, either way, that's what really fucking took out that place. Like 90, and then, I think they say 95% of those populations due to disease.
Yeah.
Fucking.
That's insane.
It's always kind of a bummer that.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's like you had, you know, right after the conquistadors or with the conquistadors, you had the missionaries like following on their heels. And then it's basically like culture erasure that they would just go in there and then tell them like, your religion's wrong. This one now. And yeah. Then
they're like, what if I don't like that? And they're like,
yeah.
Get him out of here.
And it's kind of, it's kind of also difficult for a lot of to go back and like, you know, look at some of these cultures, but because the only records that we have are through the eyes of the missionaries, like that you have that their interpretations of like what they're, like what these cultures were doing or things like that. Or like just translations, like third.
So no bias is what you're saying.
Zero bias. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, everything was horrible. And we came and made it better. They were beasts, savages. We liberated them.
And it's like, and then we were talking about just Spanish conquistadors, but actually the Spanish weren't the only ones down there. Like the Spanish, we did.
Yeah, there was aliens down there and Nazis.
There were Germans, not all Germans are Nazis, but.
There was Germans down there? What?
Yeah, the Germans, there were German expeditions.
There's also Dutch.
During the same time that the conquistadors were there?
A couple hundred years, yeah. Like they came down.
Well, there. No, a couple hundred years is a fucking hundred years, Daniel.
I don't know if it's German, but for sure.
What a glaze over.
For sure.
Give or take a couple hundred years.
For sure, the Portuguese and the Dutch were also doing all like that same time. Portuguese and Dutch were also sailing around.
Yeah.
Setting up shop.
It's like this stuff started in the 1400s. It didn't end. Like it was still like you had 1400s to like the 1800s. Like this kind of stuff.
So 400 years.
Yeah, it's insane. It's still there's still listen, in there. That, like it was
generalizing
still going on.
By 100 years is nothing. Not okay.
It's
no, it's not. Then it's being like
you're 5 million years.
Listen,
old.
It's fine. Hey, we had the conquistadors and then Zell tried to book a trip to
the conquistadors.
Yes, and then we had Zell trying to book a trip to Peru.
That was it. That's what happened.
Like
that was the return of the fucking conquistadors.
Come back.
Yeah. What is it? Conquistadors.
Conquistadors.
Yeah, conquistadors.
But it is, good. Man. That's an insane time in human history. Just for like 400 years, this part of the world was just venturing to this new world in their eyes.
And just
for hundreds of years, and just slowly taking.
There's
it over.
No laws over here.
Yeah, well, lawless, right? Those first 400 years would have been wild. When was like up to like 18 something, right? When like Texas was like the last like frontier, really? What the Comanches?
Oh, Comanches were badass.
That was like the last, like that wasn't that long ago. That was only a few people ago, you know, 4 or 5 people ago.
The Comanches were some bad motherfuckers.
They had a fucking. Make an entire job. The Texas, was it the Texas Rangers? Wasn't that what it was? The Rangers? Wasn't that their only job? Was to fight the Comanches?
What a horrible job that would be.
Yeah, you get scalped.
Yeah, no thank you.
No one wanted to migrate west because that was, just get fucking murdered. Yeah. I mean, and rightfully so in their defense.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's their land.
It's their land.
They're defending their own land.
But yeah, so I think we could probably... We could probably take a break here and come back and talk about the other golden city that was in the...
No breaks.
It's kind of in the recent...
Keep it fucking rolling. Oh, okay.
All right. Then we'll just skip the break.
Breaks for bitch.
We spent the break trying to set up the show. All right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna pee in the bottle.
Conquistadors.
I'm going to pee in a bottle like the good old days.
Yeah. Let's go.
I'm going to tilt my camera up. and I'm just going to slowly sink down. I'm not going to say anything for about a minute. Don't come back.
Well, it was the first. Don't break eye contact.
Do you guys remember when that talk? And it was funny because we didn't start having breaks for a long time, like 150 in. And it was like that one that was like, anyone ever have to fucking pee?
Yep.
Like, they were all, all of us. Piss we're jokes. All peeing in bottles, not telling each other.
It's the way of the road.
I figured out that the only way to have a perfect pee in a bottle is you have to have a 1 liter Gatorade bottle because anything smaller. Yeah. It's too small.
All right. Must You're be nice to be blessed. Yourself. Okay.
What, the wide mouth, you mean?
Oh, I'll pee in a keyhole of the can, buddy.
I mean, if I had to, I got
the great white going boy. On and I'm still fucking not able to pee in a can.
So now that little glimpse behind the fucking scenes there.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
I do got to pee though a little bit, but I can hold it for a bit.
Just piss your pants. Okay.
It's cool.
Yeah. Everybody's
done. I shouldn't have put floor in the garage. Then I could have hosed it out.
Yeah.
That was a good idea. Just
put drain rock.
Yeah. I should have put a floor drain in here.
Yeah.
And just kind of squat down.
We just see catheters. The chair just like kind of drift too. Away from you.
Yeah. Condom catheters, unreal.
Probably feel good too. A little bit.
Yeah. A little warm on the leg for the first little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, no break. We're going now. What are we going? Where are we going next?
Well, I was like, because when we originally put this episode together, Andrew was like, let's talk about Akator. What did you say? Akator?
Akator.
Akator. Which I wasn't aware because I don't watch the Indiana Jones, but you said it was in the Indiana. It's mentioned in the Indiana Jones. Which
you don't
one?
Watch Indiana Jones?
When I quickly Googled it, that's what popped
There's only three
up.
Indiana Jones movies. Oh, in my mind. That's
it. Isn't you Mr. Film man. Snob? You're the same guy that watched fucking Shark Tornado 4, so relax, man.
No, it's Sharknado. And
whatever the fuck
I've only seen the first three.
Listen, Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull? Very underrated. Very underrated.
That was the last one I seen. Is there more after that?
Yeah, there's a new one. Nah. Indiana Jones is about 900 years old.
Yeah. Harrison Ford
He is the penitent man in the new one.
Which doesn't really make any sense because it's like he drank from the Holy Grail. He should be immortal at this point. But
He's still alive. Yeah, and he's still punching on Nazis. Old. So how many 80-year-olds you know can one punch a Nazi?
Couple.
Captain America.
Indiana Jones is one of them.
Captain America.
Yeah. There you go. Two.
Wolverine, I guess.
Wolverine. Zeltron.
Wolverine, like humans.
Human. Oh, real humans. Mm.
Yeah, humans.
What is it? But it's actually Akator, I guess, is based off another legend called Akakor. Which is another legend of Gold City, which has like a whole thing by itself.
It's got a whole book.
It's
a Chronicles of Akator.
Yeah, Akakor. Which is it's a book by a German journalist named Karl Brueger, and then from 1976, and it's titled The Chronicle of Akakor. And I tried to look it up, like to get the book. You can find PDF versions of it, and I kind of flipped through it for a while, but it's actually written with like a preface by Eric von Daniken, our favorite cranky old man, and then he claimed that in this book he had conversations. It's basically like based on conversations with a he claimed to be a chieftain of an Amazonian tribe, and his name was
Tatunkanara.
And he claimed that there's a city of Akakor, or he had knowledge shared with him of a city deep in the jungle, which had dated back to 10,500 BC.
Oh, that's just post Younger Dryas.
So the mystery deepens a little bit because Brueger was actually killed by gunfire in Rio de Janeiro in the 1980s.
Listen.
Should we also touch on the fact that Tatanka Nara also goes by a different name?
Yeah, sure.
birth name? Ken.
Gunter Hawk. He's a German. He's
German. He was German, wasn't he?
he's German.
He's like, and he has a thick German accent. Can we talk about that for a little bit?
Yeah, the chieftain.
Yeah, the chieftain of this.
It was the chieftain of the Brazil.
Yeah, I mean, he told the legend in German to.
It's perfect though. The setting, like they meet at this like seedy little bar in Brazil.
So, yeah,
and he tells them the tale of fucking
seedy. He in a Bavarian village.
All Bavarian buildings.
But it goes to the point where like he agrees to take him to Akkor because Tatunka's been there. Right? So he agrees to take him on a journey to Akkor, but unfortunately
and Gunter, or sorry, Chief Tatonka, his backstory is he's like, well, he's here because his dad's Brazilian and his mom was a German missionary that came. And in my head, I was going, 1970s, he's an adult man. Let's roll back when his mom could have possibly...
Nazi love child?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's what I was like, it sounds like his mom was came over to South America.
Fraulein.
With some other people, maybe. But
so he like... So Karl Brueger tries to go to Akkor with Tatanka, doesn't make it. Comes back and decides to write a book anyways.
Yeah. it's the search for Akkor. It's not the finding of Akkor. It's the search
but still,
for Akkor.
Like, it's like, why would we write a city about it? Why can you write a book about a city you've never been to?
Well, it's like the, like Tatanka or Gunter, aka Gunter.
No, Tatanka.
Like, Tatanka.
Yeah. Tatanka.
He relayed to this thing that he's read about the legends of this city. And so, but like, according to the legend, this lost city, and which was like not only just the singular lost city, there were multiple, apparently 13 of them, Akkor, and then there's another like sister city called Akkahim, which is one that's specifically mentioned. And they're described in a written text, even though most, you know, South American cultures didn't actually have like written text, they had like pictograms. But anyways, you had like they trace back the history to like 10,481 BC, which is also the, you know, roughly around the time of a disaster described by the sleeping prophet Edgar Casey in some of his channelings that he had done, and from some of those descriptions. And so these cities that were apparently constructed by aliens from another solar system, essentially, like they're constructed by these extraterrestrials, and they were apparently connected, all interconnected by a massive underground tunnel system.
Dope.
Cool.
And so, like, you know, which are all of these things are described by, you know, Eric von Daniken,
as
like Madame Blavatsky.
Tatanka is describing this in 45 degree weather, 110% humidity, hiking through the jungle.
110%.
They're wading through the air. He's macheting the air. And he's like, oh, yeah, there's tunnels of gold, baby. Wait till you see it. And it just gets to the point where he's like, I'm going to die in the jungle. We have to turn back.
In fact, many people fucking did. Like, that's my favorite part about this story is that book comes out. And I guess there's like this like craze during that time of like expeditions. People are like, fucking, there's, you know, that book sold well. They're like, I got to go find this Akkor. I want to be the one to discover the city of gold. Right? I got to be the guy. I want my name attached to that. So people start hiring Tatanka to take them to Akkor.
He's like, oh, yeah, I can do it.
I'll show you the city.
I'm
the number one tour guide in all of the world.
Takes them.
No bad reviews.
They fucking die. Like three or four different people that Tatanka personally.
They don't die, Andrew. Don't mislead people.
They go missing in
the
fucking jungle.
They never come back. They're never seen of again.
Like literally.
He's just murdering people in the jungle. That's what's happening. This guy's a serial killer.
He's a serial killer.
No, there's a lot of things in the jungle that can kill you. Right?
Including Hans Gruber and fucking Tatanka that's taking to the bush.
They're like,
literally, like, there's like five or six different people that hire this guy that die, including finally the author in the end. The guy who wrote the book was like, fuck it. It's been a decade. I got to be the guy. I wrote the book. I got to be the guy that goes out there and does it. And before he's finished planning his trip, he gets fucking popped like the Amazon. They do say, though, part of the book, they talk about the fact that there are people that guard Akakor. And if you get close, they'll kill you. So
yeah, and I guess they're like, Chief.
As with most ancient
cities. Chief T'Chanka. And he's like, dispatch of this man.
Yeah.
Go. Keep his bags.
So he's a serial killer is what you're saying.
100%.
Oh.
Yeah. 100%. Of the people, like, he had been working for as a guide for decades for people out there, like leading people on these Amazon tours to go
to their death.
To their death.
That's what
it's like of those people.
He's
they said
so
specifically,
lucky this is fucking years before Yelp, or else this guy would not get a single person hire him.
I think they said at least three people he took on trips between 1980 and 87 never returned. And they did.
If you don't come back, though, you can't leave a bad review.
Well, apparently forensic investigators actually found the skull of what they identified as
they found it in T'Chanka's closet.
They found it in the rainforest. And so, like, I don't know. It's, there is a general, I think there is a general, you know, consensus that it's probably T'Chanka had either perhaps murdered these people to
make sure you bring all your money with you to give a sacrifice to the gods.
Yeah,
this is
part of it. No, all your earthly possessions.
This is where Hitler was hiding after he escaped South America.
I just love this.
Everyone got close to Hitler was murdered.
This is pre-internet. So you're like, I need a local guide, and they're like, well, we can set you up with a local guide. How does the chieftain T'Chanka? He's actually the chieftain of this place. And the chieftain's going to ask you. Yeah. The chief T'Chanka is going to ask you. Then you show up and it's Gunter. And you're like, whoa. And he's got a thick German accent. You'd be like, all right. And he's like, you're the chief.
Seems legit.
Yeah. You're the.
So what you're telling me is you're a chieftain of a golden city that you choose to leave, and you don't have any of this gold with you, and you're not rich, and but you're going to take me there. Okay. Yeah.
And he's like,
makes sense.
Here, walk in front of me.
But like Brayden said, like there is some, I guess, like there's a general consensus that it is that he was identified or is reportedly identified by German federal police
as a suspect.
His name was Gunter, that he was the known person Gunter Hawk of Coburg, Bavaria, who had apparently fled to Germany in the 80s to avoid alimony payments for divorce.
Avoid war crimes.
Chieftain McShitty.
And they kind of identified him as like, because he had taken on that alias T'Chanka, because like in the divorce proceedings, apparently the court had noted that Hawk went by the nickname T'Chanka Nare, which is suspiciously close to T'Chanka Nara, the name that he was using in Brazil.
I'm just saying, taking on a nickname like that now is you're getting in trouble. Like if I came out tomorrow, I was like, from now on, I am T'Chanka.
Like, T'Chanka.
No, yeah. No, you're not.
You can identify as T'Chanka.
I look like a T'Chanka.
I mean, you look more like a Gunter, but.
But I feel like whether he may or may not have murdered those people. I always feel like it's one of those things. Because remember, we did the Taos, like those golden, the Taos caves or whatever. And it was like Eric Von Daniken taking that guy, like taking them out on a tour. And like, we can't find the caves. Like, I know exactly where the caves are, but we can't find the caves.
The discs.
We know exactly where the caves are.
And so it's like, discs.
Go all the way out there. And then they're like, oh, I couldn't find the caves or whatever. It's just, oh, it moved, you know? I don't, like, it's a giant city. It's like, where did it go? But yeah,
it's hilarious.
It's something that, you know, cities of gold are always going to be something mysterious that have always, it was a motivation for tons of exploration that got done during that period. Also
led to a lot of death.
Lots of genocide. Yes. So lots of genocide.
A little genocide.
Sex, yeah. As all those things. But Yeah, I know the AcroCore thing was crazy because I looked into that. I was like, oh man, this is the whole, that's a whole thing by itself of having this dude taking these people out there. And either there was, I think it's because like a German, like I believe like a German investigative crew went out there and like kind of in, with the intention of either like exposing Tatunga as the fraud, as a fraud or whatever. And they were like, they had like a, there was like an entire hour long documentary about it. And the, like they were asking him questions and there was like, obviously like he was like not, like a lot of conflicting information
when they
ask that
him
he would
in
throw
German,
out.
He's like, Tatunga don't speak German.
Yeah.
Only Brazilian.
Yeah. Only Brazilian.
So then, but they were saying that, yeah, like he would, like he had a lot of conflicting information that he would put out there. And then, you know, sometimes just like not
answer
questions. Guy's
100% a murderer.
So, I mean, these people could have,
he's a killer.
These people may or may not have been like, you know, maybe people are saying that maybe they had, you know, come away with him, you know, obviously like this guy's a fraud, we're going to expose him. And then those people just ended up going missing. You know, I was like, I don't know if it's somebody that you were like slightly skeptical with, like maybe not go into the Amazon jungle with them. Cause it's like, they wouldn't even have to really like actively kill you. He could just leave. You
listen,
know,
if like, you, you
know,
he could just like get a, one of those fucking poison dart frogs on a stick and just like put it on your neck.
If
just
someone,
leave
you
in the jungle.
Be the type of person like, that believes yeah. that there's gonna be some fucking magical golden if, yeah, city. Like,
just if you are find yourself online and you hear about an expedition to a golden city led by a Tatunga, and you show up and it's just an old
well,
German
like you guys
man.
Wouldn't be 100% sold. You'd be like, I'm Indiana Jones. Like, I'm
no,
going, you know?
God,
like,
no.
If we all went, it's different.
Yeah. I won't even
yeah,
go.
But then, the bad guy is the guy who's the bad guy's the one leading the expedition. I mean, cut your losses.
Like,
listen,
we're gonna go punch Nazis in the face. The Nazi Golden City. We're gonna punch Nazis, and you go, yeah, I'm sold. I'm like, oh, here we go.
I would.
And it comes with a complimentary fedora and whip, bullwhip,
fucking holding the cross, crying as I get impaled by a fucking booby trap spear that comes flying from the fucking roof.
Yeah, I'm just more scared of the jungle in general than some fucking random German guy.
I'd make it like 2 miles in the jungle, I'd be like dead. I'd just
some type of fucking like poisonous centipede.
Oh yeah,
fucking snake's gonna get you.
I've seen arachnophobia. I know that shit. Where giant fucking spiders.
Drain your whole.
I didn't even think of
drain
spiders.
Your whole fucking body.
Goddamn no. Spiders.
In a banana crate or whatever the fuck.
Indiana yeah. Jones is so fucking cool. He's so cool.
Turn around to the spiders. Yeah, tons of spiders. So it's all cool, spiders. Or scorpions and Predator. I just watched Predator on the weekend. Yeah, he's like, yeah, turn around. Fucking pulls the scorpion off of Cole Weathers' back. It's like that's one thing I learned about, you know, from watching movies in the 80s and 90s is that yeah, the bugs are constantly crawling on you. Poisonous insects
talk,
are
and you can just talk to
arachnids.
Them.
No, have we ever found anything similar, like close to a like a golden city anywhere? Is it always just kind of like a fabled myth?
I've been meaning to tell you this all these years.
Today, on Alien Theorist Theorizing, we will reveal.
I've been holding on to this my whole life.
Yeah.
And there is a secret city just outside Kelowna, British Columbia.
He's going to take us there.
And if you personally pay me $35,000. I will take you there.
Is this in the
Are you the are you the chieftain?
I am the chieftain of British Columbia.
And what's your chieftain name?
It doesn't matter.
Zazinga.
I'll change it every time someone
Zazinga.
Asks.
Zazinga.
Zazinga. But yeah, $35,000. I will take you to the ancient hidden city.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the name of obviously on here, but
I've been
waiting the whole podcast. Dustin, 9 years we've been doing this to finally
like
tell you
Tomb
about
Raider
it.
Shit.
A golden city, but other than that,
one, no, I'm not sure of any other ones. No, actually, personally.
I mean, but the interesting thing is with technology developing the way, like we've all heard of, like, you know, them using LiDAR now, and you're finding these tons of these cities, some of them are not necessarily undiscovered, but like you see that these cities or these structures like spread out way more and are way more extensive than previously believed. I went down one rabbit hole of like looking at some articles about like how they found some of these cities where it's like, yeah, you can take like all of the, they just take a whole bunch of geographic data and they take a bunch of like old maps. And it's really neat. Like what you can do now with like all of the data that you can have aggregated into one place. And it's like, they're taking whole entire like bodies of water into account. They're like, okay, it's like this. And like, you know, we have old maps that, you know, have rivers and you know, most of the explorers would have used rivers and bodies of water, major bodies of water, as landmarks, and they can take these things and then feed them in to their, you know, to their maps or their mapping software, mm-hmm. and then like kind of go around and be like, yeah, this is where they would be the most likely location of this city that is described but has never been found in, you know, ancient texts or accounts of like missionary accounts of being like, okay, this is like where they said there was a certain city. And not only that, like we have drone technology, you know, readily available now. So it's like you have archaeologists out there flying around Jones and, you know, mapping out.
I feel like a golden city would be hard to miss.
Yeah. I mean, well, I don't know. It's like, that's
unless
the thing.
It's buried.
Like, well, no, it's like, it doesn't take that long for the jungle.
Archaeologists flying around with drones.
Yeah,
like, are they even wearing a fucking leather jacket and got a cool hat and a whip?
They're not even called archaeologists anymore, right?
No, fucking lame.
I'm just so a bunch of video game junkies. That's all they are.
That's something. Okay.
That sucks.
but no, it doesn't. It actually doesn't take that long for like the jungle to reclaim like structures that aren't
not at all
maintained. Yeah, like you. I mean, there's still tons of stuff. Like all of the, you know, the Chichen Itzas and stuff like those places. They were completely covered in
my friend lawn is reclaimed vegetation. Like kids' toys. Yeah, you know, there for a couple months. They're gone now. They're part of my yard.
They're part of the
They'll
yard.
Never come back.
Yeah,
the water table gone.
No, it's man, it's crazy because if you just had one of those pyramids, like I mean, there's hundreds of pyramids now in like that Mayan peninsula.
Peninsula.
They are. But pretty much they look just like a natural hill after how long? 50 years?
What was that?
100
chicken
years
pizza?
Maybe? Chicken pizza.
Yeah. Chicken pizza was just like a fucking hill.
It was a complete, yeah. it was taken over by the jungle and it was just like a hill. That's it. They didn't even know what it was. And then there was like someone just like stumbled across like a piece of the corner of the pyramid that kind of like, it sloughed off. They're like, oh, that looks kind of man-made. And they started like digging it out and like, oh shit, this is a fucking pyramid.
This whole hill is like a fucking pyramid.
And not just a pyramid, like a marvel of the world, like just hidden in plain sight. Same with Teotihuacan.
Yeah. And there's still ones that aren't even, like they have ones that are still covered in jungle or they're, you know, they're also in the territory that you can't go into.
Well, that lighter stuff that you're talking about, Dan, like they've now like what they used to be thinking, oh, there was just like a small little settlement here. Now they realize like maybe 200,000 or 300,000 people would have lived in this area. Like, mm-hmm. It's like cities just swallowed up and all that was left was just a few mounds and a little bit of rubble. And they're like, oh, there must've been something here. And now we know like, oh wait, the whole like Amazon and that whole area might've been home to like millions and millions of like native people of that time. 95% fucking dead.
Yeah.
It's insane.
So maybe it's still out there. We just have to keep looking.
Jungle swallowed up, man.
And hire another Tatunganara.
And then you also die.
Hire another German native guide to take you out into the jungle.
Yeah, it's fucking so wild.
Funny. I mean, if we're being fair, the Germans know that area really well.
Yeah. All right. They're all over South America.
A few did escape. That's not a conspiracy. There's full fucking German settled villages still there to this day. Wild. It's cool though.
Yeah,
so if you want to visit the secret city of Zell, that's what I'll call it. You just let me know.
Mm-hmm. Send an email.
And you will not come back.
Bring cash.
Payment up front.
Cash up front.
Bring cash.
No, cash only.
Cash or sapphires.
Or just
topaz.
Yeah, topaz.
Topaz. Only. Sorry, topaz.
Yeah. Pure topaz. Yeah. Size of my fist. Do they come that big?
What do you even get? I have no idea. How do you get that?
Well, gotta find out. Biggest topaz.
Australian topaz mines.
Biggest topaz in the world is 13.67 pounds. Pretty big.
That's pretty big. That's big.
31,000 carats.
Pretty big. It's a lot of carats.
Let's take a Google image of that. Oh yeah, it's big. It's just it's like the size of a basketball.
Yeah. So if you get that to Zell.
So that's what I need.
City. Yeah.
That unlocks the door to the Golden City.
Right.
Value of this topaz is... the Imperial topaz is the most valuable topaz. It's in Russia.
What makes it Imperial?
It's in Russia.
Yeah. Okay.
Imperial topaz gemstone owned by a Russian czar and his family. Price per carat, $500 to $20,000 per carat. And this one, what did I say? It was 60,000 carats. So do the math.
Holy shit.
Right. Oh.
Who's talking about topaz?
Money. I mean, it's cheaper than, much cheaper than a pure diamond. Like a good,
yeah. Still. Some ball ass topaz. Fucking
topaz the size of your head.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Not quite.
Is it like cut? Is it like, what is it?
Yeah, it's cut. It's like actual like formed stone.
Fine.
Cool. Anyways, there you go. That's the price. See the Golden City.
Giant topaz the size of your head.
And you have to sign a waiver too in case something happens.
Yeah. Well, of course.
Well, you obviously, dangerous things happen. Yeah. We're in
fucking Bigfoot
in the
territory
jungle
here.
Of
yeah. There's bears, Bigfoots, super pigs.
Super,
a lot can go wrong.
Yeah.
That's cool.
There's literally bears outside of my house right now eating garbage.
Yeah, there's one. I just got an alert. There's a bear in my yard. There was the biggest bear poo I've ever seen. And it was stacked up perfectly. It went two logs and then crossed two logs and then crossed two logs. I was like, did he build that?
He built a log cabin?
I was like, what's crap?
That's impressive.
That's impressive.
It was unbelievable.
Did ancient aliens build this poo log?
On season 19 of Ancient Aliens.
No, it's 26 now.
Is it 26?
It's like 20.
Yeah, they're running out of stuff.
The show's been on for 26 years.
No, they do two seasons a year.
Two seasons a year.
Oh, yeah. God.
They're running out of stuff now. Now they'd be like, "Was it a bear? Was it a bear?"
The first like 5-6 seasons of the show was great.
Already?
It was great, and then they just kind of really started to lose it.
They're running out of stuff already.
No, man, they still got. I was gonna say,
next thing you know, they're gonna be talking about Golden Cities.
Well, I think we're on episode. we're on. We're also on like season like what like 15 of Oak Island. Still haven't found anything.
Yeah.
We know it's an island.
When is the UFO Cowboy season 2? Because they're getting stuff. They're finding shit.
They're finding. Yeah. They found the gates of hell.
Yeah. They found the most I've ever seen in one episode. They found everything, actually. Amazing.
Just waiting for Skinwalker Ranch to get that.
I think remake every single one of those shows, but just add fucking cowboys.
Yeah.
Brand new, fresh fucking theme.
Oh, might be what they're doing.
I see them in season
fucking
2.
Cowboys on Oak Island.
Might be what they're doing.
Fuck, I need to listen to that Cowboys. What is the name of that show? I can't even remember right now. But it's
UFO Cowboys.
UFO Cowboys. Yeah, I need to listen to that theme song.
Skywalker Ranch.
Good shit. All right, well, if you don't know where to go by now to support your boys, your favorite podcast, you got to go to alientheorist.com and hit the support tab. Patreon, we've talked about it. If you want to sign for Patreon, that's fine up to November. But after that,
get on it.
You can still sign up, but you have to sign up off the desktop. If you go download off the App Store, you're going to get dinged. Well, I mean,
well, you don't get dinged. We get dinged. Yeah. When you think you're donating to us, you're really donating to Big Apple, Tim Apple, that motherfucker.
Tim Apple.
Yeah, so don't do that. Supercast or Patreon on desktop are your best bets. This week we got some beauties who supporting in the show. We got Jesse DeVos, Scott Wilson Smith, Markle Jordan, pretty sure related to Michael.
Markle Jordan.
And Jordan Patee. Thank you very much for supporting the show. Bunch of beauties.
And as we always say at the end of these things, keep those eyes on the skies.
See you now.